Today we'd like to see the title of Arrested Jesus in John chapter 18, verses 1 to 40. To another world of souls through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verses 11 and 12. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword in the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?" Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. What do these mean in the context, and how can you apply these to our lives? Question 2, in verse 27, Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed. How did Peter become later, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in verses 39-40, "But you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" Then they all cried again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. What were the hearts of Pilate, religious leaders, and people? And what can we learn from here? In the last time, John chapter 17, 25, 26, "O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." As Jesus has known the righteous God the Father, all the believers have known the God the Father who sent Jesus the Son. Jesus declared to them the name of God with Jesus' name, the agape love in them, and Jesus in them. Without Jesus, you would have known God. So you would have known the agape love with which God the Father loved Jesus. Believers may be in God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, because agape love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane in Mark 14:32, 41-43. Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." Then he came to third time, said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go in. See, my betrayer is at hand." And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, with great multitude with swords and clubs, came from chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Verse 1, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, or Cedron, where there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. After praying in John 17, Jesus went through Brook Kidron in Kidron Valley to the private garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives with his disciples. Verse 2, and Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, private place, Gethsemane, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops, or a band, and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns torches and weapons. Judas the betrayer guided the troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees to arrest Jesus at the garden. Israel, the conquered country, was given authority to the criminal process, except the death penalty, by the conquering Roman government in verse 31. But later, even death penalty was allowed such as to Stephen the deacon and James the apostle. This is a cross reference right here. Herod killed James, and Stephen was stoned by the people, according to Sanhedrin court decision. So, first of all, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" Jesus, the God, knew all things that would come upon him. They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to him, "I am he." And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. The "I am he," a declaration of deity, as well as in verse 8. As God said to Moses, the other synoptical gospels state Judas kissing Jesus for identification before his followers. Cross-reference right there. Verse 6, "Now when he said to them, 'I am he,' they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, 'Whom are you seeking?' And they said, 'Jesus of Nazareth.' Jesus answered, 'I have told you that I am he.'" Therefore, if you seek me, let this go their way. Verse 9, "That saying might be fulfilled, which he spoke of those whom you gave me, I have lost none." Jesus said that he has lost none of those given by God. Jesus, the death on the cross, with the blood shed for the propitiation, was not only for believers' sins, but also for the whole world or everybody's sin. That is, Jesus had given opportunity for salvation to everybody. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, verse 10. "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Peter cut off the right ear of Malchus to protect Jesus by flesh, but..." 11:12. "So Jesus said to Peter, 'Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?' Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him." Jesus said that he had to drink the cup. The cup is the death of the cross with bloodshed for the propitiation, presenting the new covenant in Jesus' blood. Because Jesus became obedient to the will of the Father, and Jesus was arrested and bound by Judas' followers. All cross-reference right there. Verse 13, "And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was a high priest that year. After Annas served as the high priest with disfavor to Rome for about 15 years, Roman government deposed Annas and appointed Caiaphas, his son-in-law, as the high priest. But the office of a high priest was held for a lifetime in the Old Testament time, and thus Jews still considered Annas the high priest as well as Caiaphas." That's a cross-reference to Deuteronomy chapter 10, 6, after the death of Aaron. So Aaron's high priest position held until his death. Verse 14, now it was Caiaphas was advised to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Caiaphas' statement of Jesus' substitutory death was like a prophecy to have been fulfilled in Judas' death of the cross. Although Caiaphas stated it for self-interest to gather fame from people, then 15, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciples. Now that the disciple was known to the high deputies of high priest and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. Another disciple was like John the Apostle, as the one of the original 12 disciples. Others say the other follower of Jesus, either Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus, because there's a personal relationship with the high priest, probably. John 19, 38-39, you know, over there show up. Joseph Arimathas, you know, he's a rich guy. He bought a big garden, you know, for Jesus' body. Also, the other one is Nicodemus, he's a Jewish guy. He's a Pharisee, so he personally know two high priests. That's why he's over there, Nicodemus, probably. 17, then 16, but Peter stood at the outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to her who kept the door, and brought Peter in. Then the servant, the other disciple, actually guided him. The servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of the man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." First denial. 16, now the servants and officers who had made a fire of coal stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet. In secret, I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I say to them. Indeed, they know what I said." 22, and when he had said to this thing, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, "If I ever spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" The officer forced Jesus to state the self-incriminatory testimony by striking with his own hands. In the United States, this is unconstitutional because of the violation of the Fifth Amendment privilege against the compulsory self-incrimination. They sought a piece of evidence against Jesus to put him to death. The third-party testimonies against Jesus were not consistent, but upon the high priest integration, Jesus' testimony of the Christ, the Son of God, was charged with blasphemy according to Jewish law, because they did not believe so. That's a cross-reference right here, Mark and Matthew. Then 24, then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Jesus was sent to Caiaphas' house. Annas' house was likely near to Caiaphas' house. There was the common courtyard where Peter stood. Verse 25, now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." Second denial. 26, one of the servant high priests, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again. the time denial, and immediately a rooster crowed. Peter dubbed denial. The other three synoptic gospels stated a rooster crowed, remembering the word of Jesus about three denials before the rooster crows. And weeping bitterly, Jesus forgave Peter and asked him to repeat his sin. Here we can learn, as long as we confess our sins or any shortage from his image from our hearts, the faithful Lord forgives us our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So cross-reference right there. 28. They led Jesus from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, the Hall of Judgment, and it was early morning, but they themselves did not go into Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Jesus was sent from Caiaphas to Pilate at the Praetorium, called as Antonia Fortress, today used as an elementary school. Through the Sanhedrin council in the temple of God, the religious leaders did not enter into the Praetorium. The Gentiles or non-Jews occupying hall not to be defiled, although their hearts were full of killing Jesus. Jesus said previously that they cleansed only the outside, but the inside, which was full of extortion, robbery, stealing, and self-indulgence. So they were hypocrites, and they were blind guides not to lead the people into the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. See, right here, cross references right there, also Bible, also. 29:31. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Pilate looked to their accusation against Jesus according to Roman law, not Jews' law. But they forced Pilate to accuse Jesus for death penalty, because then they had no authority to proceed the death penalty. Then Pilate sent Jesus to Herod Antipas to proceed, but he was returned to Pilate. So Jesus had been sent during the all night from Thursday evening to the Good Friday before 9 a.m. his crucifixion at Golgotha. Here is Annas, Caiaphas, Sanhedrin Council, Pilate, Herod Antipas, and the sixth is the Pilate in order. All cross-reference right here, Luca. Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore, the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." 32. That the same Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Jesus previously prophesied about through betrayal their condemnation upon him to death on cross, being filled up from the earth, lifted up from the earth. Here the Jews said that the prophecy might be fulfilled. The cross reference right there. Then Pilate entered the Praetorium again, called Jesus, said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servant would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of truth hears my voice. Upon Pilate's interrogation, Jesus admitted Jesus is the king of the Jews, but his kingdom is not of this world, and he came into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears his voice. Hereby Pilate knew his admission of the king of the Jews, not in Roman Empire on the earth, but in heaven, not to be able to accuse him of the treason against Roman Empire for death penalty. 38. Pilate said to him, Was it truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to him, I find no fault in him at all. Pilate asked the question of what truth, but seemed disinterested in the truth. Pilate should hear his voice if he were of the truth. The disinterest in the truth did not lead the way of his eternal life. Pilate announced to the Jews no fault was found in Jesus at all. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So should hear for his eternity, life. 39:40, but you have a custom that I should, this is question 3, release someone to you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release you, the king of the Jews? Then they all cried again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. So Pilate knew innocent Jesus, as his wife Judas and one crucified criminal knew his innocence. Further, he knew the religious leaders' envy of Jesus, and so he tried to release Jesus on the Passover feast instead of Barabbas the robber. But under a lot of pressure of a possible rising tumult, a riot, Pilate made the judgment against Jesus to be crucified under the accusation of this is Jesus, the King of the Jews, showing the treason against the Roman Empire, who had never appointed him as the King of the Jews, for the death penalty to a non-Roman citizen, despite the kingdom in heaven, not on earth. Pilate's heart was cynical, motivated by self-interest to keep the office of governor. The religious leaders' hearts were hypocritic and misleading people to darkness rather than the kingdom of heaven. The people's hearts were fickle, wavering faith, or having little faith, although they had called Hosanna, Jesus, several days ago on the Palm Sunday. But now they were misled to crucify Jesus and to say his blood be on us and on our children, to have been fulfilled sadly through Nazi 6 million Jews Holocaust. Therefore, it's learned that the truth is the absolute truth over ages, not relative truth, nor changeable truth. The truth is the word of God, of the scripture, which stands forever. All course reference right there. So we covered all three questions. Continue to keep on prayer. The Lord will continue working through His church, Calvary Chapel, Anamiel, Book of Acts, chapter 29. Also, biblical reference to Paul's footsteps. Please pray for joyful, thankful, safe Paul's mission footstep tour for education evangelism during the end of October. Also, good news is right here. Continue to keep on praying for them. also praying for Muslim countries like Iran, Afghanistan, Turkey, Syria, Palestine, you know, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Yemen. Yemen is my family doctor, a former Yemen missionary. So let's sing together Maranatha song, last song.